Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. RAWF Radio Network, coming to you live tonight from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, where it's a nippy 20 degrees outside. And yeah, we're going to have some fun with that here in just a second when we bring on my co-host, the legend himself.
I hear the wind.
shivering timber himself, El Vacant. Hola, El Vacant.
Hola, senor.
Are you all right there?
No, I had to walk outside to get into the building, and my God.
Is that fur I see sticking out of your outfit?
I told you I was going to have a fur-lined one made. We've got staying here in Canada, and I'm really glad I did before I got to Toronto. My God, it was freezing. I guess I should let you know. I had an impromptu autograph session for the RAWF today.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, where is that?
It gave me an excuse to go to one of the warming centers that they built.
You went to the warming centers? Really? You went to one of the warming centers?
Warming, as in it was freaking cold.
All right. Well, I hope you had fun.
Toronto. It gets so cold here. They have something called a warming center.
Well, you are here in the studio, and it's nice and warm in here, so you ought to be all right. As a matter of fact, you might start sweating in that fur outfit.
You know?
You might want to take that off. Well, not every all of it off, but you know what I mean.
You heard it here first. Amadeus told me to take it off.
No, I didn't. At any rate, folks, speaking of such, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to cover tonight as we have final rankings to announce. We have at least one GM report, that one coming from the Powerball GM, the Razor. Let's get him in here and see what he's got going on. And look at that, Razor carrying. What is that? What I think that is, Razor?
Yes, it is, LA. It is the Powerball Championship belt.
All right. You need to explain why you have it and not the current title holder, Mithras.
Well, earlier this week, Mithras contacted me and stated that he had a desire that he wanted to step back and let other individuals in RAWF shine. So with that, I went ahead and took the belt from him. And last week, I closed the scene for people who had guessed their numbers. And the following people are going to be in the tournament. They are Beast, Hotshot Chaz, Paragon of Greatness, the Teflon Sheik, AF James, Crazy Mama, Revenge Gibson, Starshot, Allie Knight, Sith, Mr. Prick, Kane the Governor, Witch, Queen of Chaos winner, Revelation, Sasha Camaro, and Hammerhead's Knockout.
Wait, whoa. What was that next to last name?
Sasha Camaro.
Okay. I don't remember her wrestling being in her contract, but I'll have to look at it. All right, well, Interesting.
Well,
so,
she did enter the scene and guess at least one of the numbers, so she is eligible in the tournament.
All right. Well, that is your call. You want to, and I'm not going to argue with it, but all right. Interesting. Very interesting. So
okay,
with that being said, go ahead.
So with Mithras vacating the belt.
I'm sorry. What was that word you used? What was that word?
Vacating.
So that means the belt is vacant? Give me my belt.
Yeah. He's not wrong, Razor. Technically, you've got to hand him that belt, and he'll hold it until a new Powerball champion is decided.
Okay, so with this news of Mithras, the two finalists, and I started this tournament earlier today, the two finalists will be fighting it out for the belt. So everybody that's in the tournament, know that you're fighting for the belt. You need to get to the final.
Okay, but whoever wins, so it's just the final two. And so the final two will compete at the pay-per-view for the championship, correct? You're not saying the winner of the tournament is the new Powerball champion. You're saying the final two will fight it out at Love Hurts. We want to make that clear. Is that correct?
No. Well, actually, I was planning on the winner of the tournament being the new champion.
Okay. All right. That's what you're going for. Okay. Just wanted to make sure because it sounded like you were saying there was going to be a separate match. But okay. So whoever wins the Powerball Contendership Tournament becomes the new Powerball champion.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Just wanted to make sure. All right, Razor. Wow, that's some big news. And that means that the current Powerball Contendership Tournament is not for contendership, but for the Powerball Championship itself, which means we will not have a Powerball Championship match at Love Hurts. Unless you planned on doing something about that.
Well, I could come up with a little something. Let me think about that, and I'll get back to you.
All right. Well, you still got 4 weeks to think about that, so plenty of time. All right, Razor, thank you very much. So the Powerball Championship right now in the hands of El Vacant. Congratulations, EV.
Gracias. Welcome home.
Oh, shoot. But all right, so that is from the Powerball division. It appears we don't have any other GM reports at the moment other than, I think, there we go. Week 32-1, week 2 is posted. That is all I got from Raven the Enchanted, the 32-1 GM. So that's where we sit. Okay, so with that being said, we now go back to look at Jingo Hell Rock and see what all happened there. Of course, you all know, if you haven't figured it out, haven't heard, we have a new World Heavyweight Champion in Deez. He defeated Nightcrawler to win the World Heavyweight Championship for the first time. So congratulations to Deez. Mithras, the title machine, successfully defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Teflon Sheik. More on that in just a little bit. Beast defended successfully defended the national championship against Denzel the Giant. The Undertaker retained his men's championship against the Sheik. Was not a good night for the Teflon Sheik as he went 0-2 in his title matches. Maeve O'Hare defeated DW to regain the Estrogen Championship. Her second reign is underway. We have this Midnight Hobo Champion as Dr. Kent defeated Blake Bradley to become the new Midnight Hobo Champion. And that could be the upset of 2022. What do you think, Elvacan, when you hear Dr. Kent? Dr. Kent, the new Midnight Hobo Champion.
But hey, it was a great match. No, I can't take anything away from Dr. Kent. He fought really well.
Yes, he did. He certainly did. So Blake Bradley had a good run with that Midnight Hobo title. He can't complain too much, especially considering he may be in line for something different. We will talk about that in just a few minutes. But Not bad. He had a pretty decent reign with that championship. He'd held it since Philadelphia Freedom, so at least about 5 month reign.
I believe that's correct.
And I will have to update that spreadsheet that I already had, but that's all right. All right, so where were we? Oh, yes. All right. AF James retained the FUBAR City Championship against the unsettled one, Chris Cage. The Immortal Griffith won the Triple Crown Championship from Money Sue with Big F and also in that match, but Immortal Griffith defeated both of them to become the new Triple Crown Champion. We have a new multimedia champion as Undertaker defeated Starlight. She had a nice long run with that championship as well. Let me take a look. She'd held it since in mid-August, so a good 4 or 5 month reign for her as well with the Multimedia Championship. But now it is The Undertaker who is Multimedia Champion. Nightcrawler defeated Chris Cage to become the new White Lightning Champion. Mithras defeated STB to become the new Powerball Champion. And as we all know, he just a little while ago gave it to Razor to vacate it. So technically, El Vacant's right, the current Powerball champion. Vex retained her Champions Choice Championship against Penelope Washington. The Godslayers retained their tag team titles against Los Locos. Jobu defeated Judge in their Candy Cane on a Pole match. And Luke Cage defeated Aaron McFadden in their season's beating match. And Fire Chief Bill defeated me in his big grudge match. And we won't talk about that match very much. It was never mind. All right. So that is Jingle Hell Rock in a nutshell. And again, I think the surprise of the night was not Deez winning the world title, because Deez we knew had the capabilities. We just were shocked to see Dr. Kent upset Blake Bradley for that Midnight Hobo Championship. But congratulations to him on winning his first major RAWF championship at Jingle Hell Rock. All right, so El Vacant, it is that time, sir. It is time to announce the final period rankings for for November, December 2022. You're up, sir.
All right, everyone. You heard the man. This is the final rankings. This is going to determine who gets what shots, who could challenge throughout the next month. So here we go. In 25th place, a man who has only recently returned to the company, Conk. In 24th place, I need to add something to that Conk. It's just too short. It needs something. I'll come up with it later. In 24th place, we have the man from down under, Killa Neptune. I don't mean he's Australian. I mean because he lives in the water. It's deep. Right? All right, I'll work on that one too. In 23rd place, we have Kayla the Governess. In 22nd place, apparently we can hear doves cry because it's Prince. In 21st place, 21st? Yes, okay, yes, I fuck well. In 21st place, it is Kane the Governor. In 20th place, we have our current Triple Crown tag team, and I believe he's also Supreme Fighter Champion, the Immortal Griffith. In 19th place, we have Teflon Sheik. In 18th place, we have our current FUBAR City Champion, AF James. In 17th place, we have the current Estrogen, Ultimate Gauntlet, and the other half of the tag team champs. That's right, maybe three belts sitting right out there. Hola, chica. In 16th place, we have the Villa. In 15th place, we have the Wolf. In 14th place, we have Hotshot Chaz. I love saying that name. It's so much fun. In 13th place, we have the Pure One, Uber Vegan. In 12th place, we have your best friend there, LA, and the Anything Goes Champion, Fire Chief Bill. In 11th place, we have this period extra point winner, the Paragon of Greatness. In 10th place, we have Diesel Warrior. In 9th place, we have Nightcrawler. In 8th. I should also say he's also the current the FUBAR champion.
White Lightning.
Thank you. Yeah, he was one of the ones where they beat the living hell out of each other. And the current White Lightning champion, Nightcrawler. In 8th place, we have Strangleheart. In seventh place, we have the current men's and multimedia champion, the mortician guy whose name I'm not going to say. In sixth place, we have the most aptly named man in all of wrestling today, the unsettled Christopher Cage. In fifth place, we have the man with the shake. No, I was not going to go for the rhyme. I was going to do a cheesy rhyme, but I'm not going to do it. That's right. Blake motherfucking Bradley is your fifth place person. In fourth place, we have simply the best. In third place, we have, oh, look at that, clickety-clack, get the hobo attack. In second place, newcomer Penelope Washington ending the season in second place. That is a hell of an achievement for someone who's only been here for a very, very short period of time. And in first place, our world heavyweight champion, Deez. So there you go. That is the final rankings for last period.
All right. Well, with that being said, I am posting that final rankings in the top 25 scene right now. It has been posted. So what does this mean for contender matches and whatnot tomorrow? Well, I will tell you. First off, we have a world title contendership match. It'll be Penelope Washington taking on Hobo Ezekiel for a shot at Deez's World Heavyweight Championship at Love Hurts. Hobo Ezekiel, of course, longtime RAWF stalwart, Hall of Famer. And then you have Penelope Washington, who has only been here a short period of time, as you mentioned, but she has been on quite the roll. How do you see this match playing out between Hobo and Penelope Washington?
Everything on paper says Hobo should walk away with this match, but, you know, everything on paper has said that Penelope should have lost every single match she had this period, and she's in second place. So I don't think she gives a crap what the papers have to say.
This is true. This is true. We shall see what it says. What if Hobo Ezekiel can rein in the newcomer Penelope Washington tomorrow and get himself world heavyweight title shot.
That's true. And look, the primary skill we're going to learn is how long can she hold her breath? Because that is, my understanding from talking to the locker room, is one of the things you need to really be able to do to take down the Hobo Express.
All right. So Hobo Ezekiel, Penelope Washington tomorrow for a shot at Deez's World Heavyweight Championship. Now, we have an interesting situation as far as the Platinum Dragon Championship goes. As you, a lot of you may know, STB made a challenge to Mithras the Title Machine for a Platinum Dragon title shot tomorrow on Superstars. And so he will be challenging Mithras for the Platinum Dragon Championship. However, he will also be in a Platinum Dragon Championship contender match. And this is the first time this has ever happened, but this is the way it works. He still gets his contender match. Now, if he walks away beating Mithras for the Platinum Dragon Championship, which, you know, is going to be a tough call because Mithras has held that title for so very, very long. But if he does win the Platinum Dragon Championship and the Platinum Dragon Contendership match against Blake Effin Bradley, then he gets to choose his opponent out of the top 25 at Love Hurts. He gets to choose his challenger for the Platinum Dragon Championship. So that's how that's going to work tomorrow. So Simply the Best will take on Blake Effin Bradley in that Platinum Dragon Contendership match. Now, seeing as this is an interesting situation, we've never seen this before in RAWFL Vacant, how do you see it all playing out tomorrow?
I think every match we've ever seen between STB and Mithras has been an instant classic. They're both very, very good. And people could correct me if wrong. Some people follow the stats a little bit than I do, but I believe the bulk of those matches have usually gone in Mithras's direction, but not all of them. So I think the odds are in Mithras's favor to hold onto that belt, but I also think it is the odds are in STB's favor to get the title shot. So I think really what's going to have to happen is Mithras doesn't have to beat him once. He's got to beat him twice.
You could think he's going to beat him tomorrow and at Love Hurts is what you see. You're predicting.
Well, he has to. I'm not saying he's. I don't know if he's going to win tomorrow. I'm saying, I think, very likely what's going to happen is if he manages to win tomorrow, he will see STV again in short order.
At Love Hurts or
yes, see.
Okay. So you're predicting simply the best to beat Blake Effin Bradley, even though...
I am, and that should say something, because I almost never pick Blake to lose.
That's true. You never do. But it could, if things work out, the situation could be one of three things at Love Hurts. It could be Mithras facing Blake Bradley. It could be Mithras in a rematch against STB. Or it could be STB defending the Platinum Dragon Championship against somebody. Or it could be him defending it against Blake Bradley. So there's actually four different scenarios. So it should be interesting to see how this plays out tomorrow on Superstars. National title contender match will also be very interesting as Chris Cage will take on Strangleheart to see who will face Beast for the national title at Love Hurts. Strangleheart stepping it up again. He's kind of woke up a bit after having a couple of down months but it is the unsettled one. We know the unsettled one loves his national title. He actually has the longest reign in RAW history with that national title. I'm sure he'd like to get it back.
I'm sure he would like to get it back. I mean, why wouldn't he want to get it back? That doesn't mean he will.
Well, who do you think will win, Chris Cage or Strangleheart? I will point out Strangleheart, a former World Heavyweight Champion. Chris Cage, even though he's a Hall of Famer, has never reached that height. But
that's true. I will say this. I think that match is going to boil down to what Strangleheart shows up. If the guy who defended the World Heavyweight Championship shows up, then he's probably going to win this match. If it's not that Strangleheart, if it's any other Strangleheart, Chris is going to take that match home.
That's fair. That's fair. I think that's going to be a really close one. We shall see who faces Beast for the national title. Midnight Hobo Contendership match. It'll be Nightcrawler versus DW, Diesel Warrior. Nightcrawler, of course, just recently just a World Heavyweight Champion. He's the current White Lightning Champion. DW, former Estrogen Champion, current Hatfield McCoy Champion. She's managed to pass the hump where she can win these contender matches. Can she get past Nightcrawler, though?
That's going to be a tough haul. I mean, Diesel Warrior is no slouch. She has won some very big matches against some very big names. But she seems to do well in contenders matches. Not so well in the actual title matches, but in contenders matches, she seems to shine. Nightcrawler, however, I think is a little hungry to prove that that his title reign wasn't a fluke and that he's a serious contender here in the RAWF. So I think he's going to be going into that match with a chip on his shoulder. My money's on Nightcrawler.
All right, that's not a bad pick, but never count DW out, certainly. She surprised us on many of occasions when we didn't
Absolutely.
Think that she... So that is the situation with the Midnight Hobo Championship. FUBAR City Contendership. It'll be the Paragon of Greatness versus Fire Chief Bill. Neither of them... I won't say neither of them. I'm pretty sure Paragon has never been FUBAR City Champion. It's one of the few that he's never won. Fire Chief Bill, it seems like he might have, but it's been a long time if it had.
Something he would have gone after.
Yeah, it would have been early on, and I don't see him on here. Nope, certainly hasn't.
Nope.
All right, so... very rarely do we see Paragon in situations like FUBAR City Street Fight, to be honest with you. And Bill, as we know, very unpredictable, as I'm sure everyone's aware. How do you see a FUBAR City Street Fight between POG and FCB playing out?
So let me start with, and if it was any sort of normal match, I would think Paragon wins hands down, no questions asked. At all. I think he would just win the match. Now we're talking about a match with no rules, and I think that very much falls into the the English is it? Bailiwick. Yes, he falls into the bailiwick of Fire Chief very well, and I think that gives him a fighting chance. And I think that makes it a match. And otherwise it may not have been a match, but with no rules, I think Fire Chief Bill is willing to go a little further, dig a little deeper, and frankly just be a little meaner. And I think that will help him in this match. Now, maybe I'm wrong. You know, I've heard stories about Paragon of Greatness back when he was in the Indies, and I've heard some pretty interesting things. So if he taps into that guy, I don't feel good for Fire Chief Bill. But, you know, I've never seen it here in the RIWF. I don't know. I talked to the guy. He seems really jovial to me. I mean, you know, except when he's all mopey, but, you know, whatever, emo and all that. But, you know, I don't know. I just don't see Paragon pulling out all the stops like that.
Well, we'll hear from the Paragon of Greatness later in the program, see if he agrees or disagrees with your assessment of his situation tomorrow in Toronto. Two Triple Crown contendership matches. It'll be Uber Vegan TPO taking on Davila and Hotshot Chaz taking on The Wolf. The winners of those two matches go on to face the Immortal Griffith at Love Hurts for the Triple Crown Championship. Who do you like to walk out of those matches as Griffith's next challengers?
So, I'm sorry, give me the pairings again.
You have Uber Vegan, who is a former Foo Bar City champion.
Yes, he is.
Versus Davila. I'm sorry. No, he's not a former Triple Crown. TPO versus Davila, Chaz versus The Wolf.
All right. So let's start with Uber Vegan and Davila. Honestly, I think Davila is going to pull that one out. I think Uber Vegan's on a pretty good run for himself, but I think when the spotlight is on, Davila pulls out that little extra gas tank and shines. And I think that's what will happen here. I think Davila is going to win that one. And then let's see, Hotshot Chaz versus The Wolf. Look, you know I'm a big fan of Hotshot Chaz. You know I got to pull for him. I'm gonna call this one for Hotshot Chaz. Go into the title shot.
And he is definitely saying he will definitely win RAWF Gold in 2023. Does he get that goal in the very first pay per view? Well, we find out. He has to get past The Wolf tomorrow. Multimedia contendership match is an interesting one. The Undertaker, of course, the current reigning multimedia champion, but the two men that are going to fight it out for a shot at him are two former multimedia champions in the Teflon Sheik and Kane the Governor. And if you remember, they kind of had a little run against each other for the multimedia championship back a little while ago at Radiversary and Graveyard Smash and whatnot. They had a big old back and forth. So these two, no stranger to each other as far as the multimedia championship concerns. Which one of them goes on to face Undertaker at Love Hurts?
I think Sheik is out in the audience. I just got to ask him a question real first. Sheik, I got a question. For this match, are you actually going to stay in the ring? Because it affects how I've called it. No, really. Sheik, hello? He's just staring at me. Like, what? He's not going to answer me. All right, fine. Look, if he stays in the ring, if he takes this match seriously and, you know, fights, answer easy. Try again later. All right. I see what he did there. All right. I honestly think he would win this match. I think if he takes it seriously and goes in and fights, I think he wins. But lately he's shown a penchant to, you know, not try very seriously and sort of walk away. So it all depends on what's going on in that, towel covered head of his.
Well, one match he cannot walk away from because it is an interesting match. Earlier, a couple of days ago, he challenged Papa Shaker to a taco truck match. Or actually, Shaker challenged him, and she said, let's make it a taco truck match.
Yeah, I'm not okay with it.
Well, it means they will be fighting outside around the taco trucks tomorrow here in Toronto. And I know you're not okay with this, but at the same time...
Sure, it's... That's it. That's the one word I had to say.
So, not sure why they're going to have a taco truck match tomorrow in Toronto in below freezing weather, but, you know... Kudos to them.
They're not very bright.
Apparently not. All right. Oh, and more on Sheik in just a moment, because he's actually got a match scheduled for the following week. We'll talk about that in a moment. Superstars Championship on the line, which, by the way, congratulations to Vex for winning the Superstars title last week against Hobo Ezekiel, winning that title for the first time in her Ari Davis career. So another box checked. For her, she turns around and has to defend it tomorrow in Toronto against Prince. And Prince getting his first possible ever, I don't think it's his first title shot. Yes. All right, so Prince versus Vex tomorrow for the Superstars Championship. How do you see that one playing out?
I think there's going to be a lot of purple, maybe some rain. I think she's going to tower over him because he's a very short man, even in heels. What? Why are you looking at me like that? No. All right. I think I'm going to go for Vex in this one. I think she's going to win that match.
I mean, I can certainly see it. I think Vex is one of those people that could hold that Superstars title for a while, and when she puts her mind to it. And interestingly enough, we haven't had anyone hold the Superstars title for more than 35 days in well over a year. So, just saying, the last time someone held it more than. Let's see, Papa Shaker back 2 years ago from October 10th to December 19th of 2021 held it 70 days, defended it 7 times. That's the longest run in quite a while. So we will see what happens. We will see what Vex can do with that Superstars Championship. If anyone can have a long reign with it, that wouldn't surprise me if she can manage. All right. So, with that being said, that is tomorrow's Superstars from the Scotiabank Arena here in Toronto. However, we already have a main event scheduled for next week in Montreal, the Superstars. It will be the World Heavyweight Championship on the line. Deez to defend against the Teflon Sheik. Sheik making the challenge, Deez accepting it. So that match is scheduled for next week, and we will talk more about it next week. But any opening thoughts about the Sheik challenging Deez?
I'm not surprised the challenge was issued. I'm a little surprised it was accepted. But, you know, hey, he wants to be a fighting champ. He has set his rules. He followed his own rules. Good for him. I think we're going to have a good match. I don't think she stands a shot in hell, but, you know, he's going to go out there. He's going to try, you know, and he's proven me wrong before. He's been world champion. So we'll see what happens.
Indeed. We shall see what happens to that. But that is next week. Tomorrow we go to Toronto, here in Toronto, the Scotiabank Arena. And it is going to be a massive card tomorrow. Can't wait for it. It's going to be extremely interesting. All right. So with that being said, let's see here. Let's take a look at some tournaments around RAWF. Let's see what tournaments we got going still. Let's see. There was the Claymore. Let's see if the Claymore... I don't see the Claymore retirement turning on here. I'm sure someone could get me the link if I need it. But Let's take a look at the REWF Christmas Party Tournament that started at Jingle Hell Rock. It is currently in round three. You have Davila taking on The Wolf, Mark Caliber taking on Kayla the Governess, Fire Chief Bill taking on Papa Shaker. Strangleheart has already advanced to the quarterfinals, defeating The Razor. You have the Cougar versus Kane the Governor, Chris Cage versus The Undertaker, Karate Bunny, a.k.a. Joe Boo, taking on the power player Luke Cage.
I'm sorry, what?
What did you just call him? Joe Boo right now, for some reason, is going by the Karate Bunny. And I'm not sure what the story is behind it, and I'm not sure I want to know. Yeah, Karate Bunny. And Maeve O'Hare taking on Marquise the Side. Those are all round three matchups for the REWF Christmas Party. Let's see. Arsehole of the Month current. We got the Extra Points Tournament, which probably is not even close to being able to report on it. It's in round two. I'm not going to go down that whole list, but
That's a big list.
But Extra Points Tournament is in round two. Arsehole of the Month. Let's see if that's that is still in round one right now. So we'll bypass that. All right. I think that's and the Powerball. Let's take a look at this Powerball Contendership Tournament. That Razor announced earlier. Round one is underway, although the Paragon of Greatness defeated Revelation to move on to the quarterfinals. You got Allie Knight taking a hotshot Chaz, the Witch of Chaos winner taking on Beast, Kane the Governor taking on Starshot, Teflon Sheik taking on Mr. Prick, Revy Gibson taking on Asasha Camaro, which is okay. A.F. James taking on Scythe, and Crazy Mama taking on Hammerhead. Let's see here. We have Hatfield and McCoy tournament division tournaments are underway. The winner of those two tournaments square off to see who will face the Hatfield and McCoy champion. And it does not look like those tournaments have been started yet, but they have been at least created. Biatch of the Month is currently in round one, and that one's got so all right, so that covers that.
I just covered.
And someone has sent me the Claymore Retirement Tournament. Thank you, Vex. We are in the semifinals, although Prince has defeated Vex. That makes, now we understand why she's not happy about having to face Prince tomorrow, because he just beat her in the Claymore Retirement Tournament not too long ago. Prince will get the winner of Marquis de Sade and Kane the Governor to see who will win the 250 wrestler bucks. So that's that. Now I understand, Vex. Now I understand. All right.
I understand everything.
Now I understand everything.
All right, that nerd moment has passed. Let's keep going.
For God's sake. Yes. Hey, Draven. Draven's never been a big fan of Sasha Camaro. So he's not happy that
he's... Neither are you.
I'm not happy that he's stepping out from behind the microphone and deciding to compete in something such. But you know, we shall see. It is what it is. But at any rate, let's bring on now our first guest. Tomorrow he has a big match against Fire Chief Bill, a shot at the FUBAR City Championship. On the line, let's talk to...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on it. Bitches better recognize again. Motherfucker on the block. Baptizing blood of the bar.
in my flesh for weight. And then I make it still sleep by the open wounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the P to the O to the G, the paragon of greatness is here. Good evening, Paragon.
Big Purple.
How are you doing, LA? It is a great time to be alive.
Did you just laugh like...
He did.
Never mind.
Okay,
I know... Paragon, that hobo has been driving you absolutely insane over the last month with the whole. Are you okay? How are you? Have you recovered from that, or is it still going on?
You know something, LA. Here's the thing. I wish that I wasn't the one to have to recount this tale, because what has happened over the last couple of months. It was not a story about Paragon of Greatness. Though I was present, I was merely a supporting character to what was ultimately the journey of our own Hobo Ezekiel. Hobo Ezekiel, through sheer wonderment and childlike glee and just never giving up on hope and belief, he did something that I thought was never possible. You see, while we had a bit of a journey with Santa Claus, I'll say it, and while we're in the middle of January, and of course, kicking and screaming the entire way. I mean, we're half of a month too late for this. We know my documented history, but Hobo Ezekiel did not give up hope, did not give up belief, and on his journey with me to the, I know that this is going to sound silly, but on his journey with me, to the North Pole. He taught me an invaluable lesson, because while I may need all of the mouthwash in the world, after a bit of an incident with some mistletoe and Mrs. Claus that I do not want to get into, I saw...
Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
Like I said, I do not want to discuss that, but what I do want to discuss is what I saw. And what I saw, I could only describe as a Christmas miracle. Because Hobo Ezekiel, after all of these months, his plan to create his suits vending machines, attempt to make this money for all of these different things that we thought was perhaps the for his whoopsum fund, as we had learned over time, turns out it was all in an effort to be able to make this journey and to be able to have his Christmas wish answered by Santa Claus. And when I saw coming out of the reindeer stable Mama Moose, his beloved companion, along with a brand new baby moose. And I saw the look in Hobo's eyes when his longtime friend, his companion that we had thought had been lost forever, that had no longer been a part of this world, was reunited. When Mama Moose was reunited with Hobo Ezekiel, it made me realize something. You see, the journey is only part of the story. Holding out hope, believing to your very core in miracles
That is what existence is about. That is what brings us all out of our slumber every night. That is what motivates us to move through the day. Go with me here. Life is a narrow veil between the cold, barren peaks of two eternities. We strive in vain to look beyond the heights, and we cry aloud only to hear the answer that is the echo of our own cries. From the voiceless lips of the unreplying dead comes no word, but in the night of death, hope sees a star. And now I know what you're thinking. That sounded grim. That sounded dark. It sounded ominous. And that's kind of the point, because it's all about perspective. I used to think in the night of death, hope would see a star. But unfortunately for hope, those stars we saw, they had been extinguished thousands of years ago, and they had been long since dead in reality. I thought the idea of hope was pinning something on a falsehood. It was believing in something imaginary until the innocence of somebody like Hobo Ezekiel made me realize that's all we've got in this world. You know, for many of us, we don't have a lot of time. And if we spend our time with our head down, not thinking about what's important, not trying to live in a world where you believe, truly, truly believe in the best in everyone and everything around you, then what are we doing? I can't believe I'm about to say this, but along this journey, when I saw Mama Moose reunite with Hobo Ezekiel, Paragon of Greatness's heart grew three sizes that day. And I learned a little bit of something about Christmas magic.
Well, that's good. Does this mean you won't be as cranky next year?
Remains to be seen. I tell you, I'm very confused right now as to how to feel about this, and very confused about some things that I'm feeling about Mrs. Claus at the moment also.
But at any rate...
You got a little tingly in the shorts there? What? Why am I getting this look? Maybe it wasn't just the heart that grew three sizes.
So, would that be...
I got him.
And that was what I was really hoping nobody said. Thank you, El Vacant.
I'm here to help.
Okay, so, with that being said, Paragon, 2022 was a down year for you. Let's be honest. As far as you know, titles and whatnot, a very down year. But you get to start off 2023 with the opportunity to possibly win a championship you have never held in your illustrious RAWF career, the FUBAR City Championship. And with that being said, you're not actually known for hardcore. You're more of a technical wrestler. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Absolutely. It's certainly not a field that I'm well known for, but do not mistake anonymity for a lack of skill.
All right. So tomorrow, taking on Fire Chief Bill, the winner will go on to face AF James for that FUBAR City Championship at Love Hurts. Can this be the start of a great 2023 for the Paragon of Greatness?
You're not far off the mark when you said something about how 2022, not a great year. And I think that as I recounted my story of this adventure with Hobo Ezekiel, and I wanted to make it abundantly clear that I was not the protagonist of that story. It was the story of Hobo. As one story, though, comes to an end, a new story begins. And the first chapter is, ironically, after such an uplifting finish to the last tale, our new chapter begins in the rough streets of Fubar City. And I don't want to make any promises. I don't want to make any guarantees. That's not the kind of person that I am. I would never try to discredit somebody who was such a credible and talented performer in that realm like Fire Chief Bill. So I, instead of making a declarative statement, I make a challenge to Fire Chief Bill in that match. A new story has begun. So you tell me, who's the protagonist of this one?
You know, I'm not sure. But the truth is, it'll be interesting to see you in an environment we don't get to see you in very often tomorrow. And that's in a Fubar City street fight for an opportunity for the Fubar City Championship. I don't even believe you've ever been in a contender match before for the Fubar City Championship. That's how rare this opportunity is to see this. So I'm looking forward to it. El Vacant made some comments earlier about how he thought you would fare. Did you? What did you think about what El Vacant says?
He's not wrong. There is a long and storied history of who Paragon of Greatness is before he stepped into these RAWF doors. And I'll tell you, there are still people to this day, if you tell them about the exploits of myself within RAWF, they won't believe you. They won't believe a word that you're saying because that's not the dude that they know. Admittedly, it's a bit shameful, but experience is experience. And I think that we need to remember a few things here, even with what we have been given to view in RAWF, because I would argue that the signature match of Paragon of Greatness in RAWF is the My Brother's Reaper match. And I don't think that match is as far off from Fubar City as you might think. So
that's true.
Everybody keep your eyes peeled because there could be some surprises happening.
All right. Well, Paragon, thank you for your time. Very interesting end to 2022 and a very interesting beginning to 2023. For the Paragon of Greatness, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Good luck tomorrow, Paragon.
Thank you very much, and good luck to Fire Chief Bill as well.
All right. So that's going to be a big one tomorrow, El Vacant, and considering that if they do take it outside the arena, it is going to be...
Let's be clear. Any match Paragon is in is a big one.
That's true. That's true. And, of course, Bill... Well, and Bill, of course, also a very big person, we will shall say.
Good. See. We better read
All right. So, let's see here. Next up, let's bring in our reigning Triple Crown Ultimate Gauntlet Supreme Fighter. I'm sorry, not Ultimate Gauntlet. Triple Crown Supreme Fighter and Tag Team Champion. He had himself a pretty good pay-per-view, winning the Triple Crown Championship for the second time. Let's hear from... Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the immortal Griffith to Toronto. Welcome, Griffith.
Good evening, sir.
Well, you seem to be very jovial tonight. What do we owe this good mood? Anything other than what I already know?
Good news. Well, let's start with the simple fact that the Godslayers are in town and six belts between them.
That is true. Both you and Maeve holding three titles, one being the tag team championships that you to hold. So yeah, that's a whole lot of gold the two of you are hauling around. No doubt.
I really feel bad for the ref for our next match.
No doubt. And the ring attendants as well. Of course, Vacant right now wouldn't mind holding more than one belt. He's already got one.
I have a good one. It's right here. It's nice. It's good. Oh, I haven't had that one in a while. You want to have a match? I mean, I don't think I'm allowed.
No, he's not allowed to do that. No.
Yeah, would have been fun. I haven't fought Vacant in a while.
But at any rate, you felt Vacant in a while. So three titles. One of them we know will be on the line at Love Hurts, and that's the Triple Crown Championship. You have four people vying for the two slots. Let's get your take on who you think is going to be your challengers at Love Hurts. First of all, you got Uber Vegan TPO taking on Davila.
You know, I haven't really been paying a lot of attention to either one of them lately, so I don't know how they've been doing. Historically speaking, I would go with Davila, but if I heard correctly earlier, out in the rankings, Uber Vegans is the one ahead on that one, right?
Yes.
By, like, several spots because of the way these challenges work.
Yes.
Then I got to go with the guy who's got the momentum, so I'm going to go with Uber Vegan.
All right, Uber Vegan. And the other side, you've got Hotshot Chaz versus The Wolf. You and Chaz have had a minor interaction over the tag team titles, but now he's getting an opportunity at the Triple Crown Championship. Do you think he can beat The Wolf and be one of your two challengers at Lover?
I honestly do. Look, I've said for a while, I think that kid is on the cusp of greatness. I think, you know, last week we watched him go out there and show what he's made of and bring home the After Hours Championship. And I think he's going to bring that same fire with him through the year. I suspect I will be seeing him in the ring.
All right. So if what you say is correct, it will be Chaz and TPO facing you, at Love Hurts for that Triple Crown Championship. How tough a challenge will that be?
I mean, look, anyone can win in any given night, and especially in this kind of match. I mean, if they're smart and, you know, they agree to, like, not really work on each other and for to take me out, like, look, that's going to be a rough night for me. If they have some sort of issue with each other that I'm unaware of, and I would be unaware of it because as far as I know, there isn't one. But, you know, say they do and they start going after each other, I'm going to be smart. I'm going to do what the champion should do in that scenario. I'm going to sit back and let them beat the shit out of each other. And then, you know, walk in and sweep up the nets. But, you know, look, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I don't want to be super cavalier about this, but I did what I wanted to do. Like, you know what my priority is right now. And no offense to this belt, but this isn't the belt that's my priority. I took this belt. I decided that I was taking this belt for a very specific reason, and I accomplished that reason. You know, does that mean I'm going to lay down for whoever gets in the ring with me for this title? Absolutely not. You know, if you're going to take a title from the Immortal One, you're going to earn it. But that being said, you know, they're not going to be facing the Griffith that has been hell-bent driven to prove a point. I mean, I don't really have a lot of points to prove anymore.
True enough. And we all know which one you're concentrating on. That's those tag team titles, which I know you're very proud of. With that being said, I don't know. 32-1 challenge is underway for Supreme Fighter Championship. Hopefully we will get a challenger for You by Love Hurts for that. But
it'd be nice. I haven't defended that in a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, certainly.
But come on, are we not going to talk about how I humiliated Money Sue? I mean, really, we got to talk about that, right?
Well, go ahead. Feel free.
Like, yeah. As I said, you know, when you announced that I was in that position, if you remember, I was kind of like, yeah, whatever, until you mentioned who had the title. And suddenly, you know, my attitude kind of changed. And a lot of people had been poking around backstage kind of asking why. You know, I've done an interview kind of explaining it, but, you know, I feel it bears repeating. See, Money Sue is, and I believe I'm still correct. The last time I checked this was correct. It may have shifted. But I believe he's like the third most decorated title holder in the company's history. Like, he's had a lot of titles. But he walks around here like that still means something, because if you go and look, yeah, he did that, but he did it in the very, very early days of the company. You know, and there was a time where he was that guy. He was the guy who walked these halls and owned them. You know, people that were trying to come up and make a name for themselves in this company, that's who they had to target themselves at. The problem is he walks around like he's still that guy. And he hasn't been that guy since I got here. And I'm so tired of that man's ego and that man's disrespect for every title he holds, for every name that comes out of his mouth, and for this company that I hold dear. So I will tell you right now, anytime that man somehow lucks himself into getting gold in this company, I will do everything in my power to take it from him in the most humiliating way possible. If I have to drop down in rankings to go after him, I will. If I have to break my own arm to hinder myself to get down that low, I will. I don't care. That man, as long as I am in this company, will never hold gold for any length of time because he doesn't deserve it. Because he doesn't respect it. And you say what you want about me. You think I'm ego-driven. You think I'm, you know, whatever. The one thing I will never be accused of is disrespecting the titles I hold in this company or disrespecting this company. I may be an asshole, but I'm an R-A-W-F asshole.
All right. Well, with that being said, tomorrow night on Superstars, you take on Marquis de Sade in your rankings match. He's been making a little noise as of late. What are your thoughts on facing Marquis tomorrow?
I have faced Marquis de Sade quite a few times, and he is inconsistent, but with sparks of genius. Like if he can get his stuff in order, he's very dangerous, but he's easily distracted. So I figure if I bring some like shiny baubles and just sort of throw them on the mat, I'll be okay.
All right. Well, that is your opponent tomorrow in Toronto. Wish you good luck against Marquis de Sade. And maybe by next week we will have an idea about who you will be facing at Love Hurts. Good luck to you in all the upcoming matches, whether it be Triple Crown or rankings or tags or Supreme Fighter, all of them. Good luck at all of them.
Why, thank you, sir.
All right. That was the Immortal Griffith, ladies and gentlemen. El Vacant, you're sounding more and more like his old self.
It's weird. Like he oscillates between this kind of devil may care, whatever, he's a happy guy, to, oh, and there's the shades of that, well, that, to use his own words, that asshole.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's bring in our reigning Estridan champion, reigning Ultimate Gauntlet champion, and one half of the tag team champions. She is Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Maeve O'Hare, or as we like to call her now, Maeve Three Belts.
Maeve Three Belts. Look at that. They look good. Aren't they stylish?
Well, thank you, Bacon. I do think that I look good in gold, so I'm not complaining.
It goes well with the red.
And, of course, if you sit on his lap, there'll be four belts pulled in that chair down.
That's true. Look at that. You see, you like my new belt?
I do like your new belt. We'll see how long you get to hold on to that one.
Well, we'll see.
You know, you ought to ask Razor Lad if that comes with the paycheck for the Powerball.
Oh, that's a good point.
No, I can answer that. No.
Why are you cheaping out on this boss man?
Because she has to be, I mean, he's just holding it. He's just, it's not even, he's not actually the champion. He's just holding it.
I don't know, I have the belt.
You have the belt.
The Powerball GM gave him the belt. Like, what else do you need?
He even told him he had to.
All right, changing the subject, though. Maybe how are you doing this evening? Are you as chipper as your tag team partner was just moments ago?
I mean, it's hard to be as chipper as that, but it does me heart glad to see English in such a good mood. I'm actually, though, I'm a little bit concerned about you, boss man.
Why? What, you're concerned about me? Why?
Yeah, I'm concerned about you because, I noticed something a little uncomfy the other day in your match versus Fire Chief Bill there.
I was hoping nobody'd bring that up.
I mean, I kind of have a vested interest in that situation, if you don't recall.
Yeah, things got a little out of control against Fire when it was fired when Fire Chief Benai wrestled at Jingle Hell Rock, but it all ended up fine, and you know. Hopefully.
Are you sure? You swear?
Uh-huh. Yes. As for those of you, let's just clear it up here. For those of you who didn't see the match, Fire Chief Bill basically enraged me so much the Maestro came out and fought him for a while, but he was able to beat the Maestro back, and it's all good. He's gone, and yeah. It's fine, Maeve. I'm fine. I appreciate this. I appreciate you being worried, but he's gone again.
All right. I mean, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
I can keep an eye on him.
Always do.
All right. Just checking. You gave me quite a turn there, boss man. I don't like it when your eyes go green and you start talking all funny. I'm the one with green eyes who talks funny, remember?
She has a point. I can't argue with that. I cannot argue with that at all. So maybe we have no clue who you're going to be fighting at Lovers because, of course, the biatch is underway. We have no idea about the tag team rankings at the moment, so we can't even talk about that. I suppose we could spin the wheel and talk about your opponent tomorrow. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, let's spin the wheelie thingy, see what Randall M. Draw has in store.
It will be Maeve O'Hare taking on Big Papa. Big Papa is your opponent tomorrow in Toronto. Any thoughts on Big Papa? The quiet.
I mean, other than Papa. I always get that song stuck in my head when I face him.
What song's that?
They call me Big Papa.
That one, yeah. The one by Biggie.
I've never. Oh,
famous rapper.
You don't know that song?
No. I know Papa don't preach.
When they call me Big Papa.
Papa don't preach. And he doesn't either. But no.
I mean, he really don't talk a whole lot in general. We'll introduce you to the song later, Boss Man. Usually I'm the one who don't get cultural references. I'm all sorts of shook up tonight, Boss Man.
You're all shook up. Oh. See, you got me started. You got me started. This is your fault. Just saying.
What was that?
You don't know Elvis?
The King?
I know. That were meant to be an Elvis impression. Oh, my mistake.
He's a hunka hunka burning LA.
Don't step on my blue suede shoes, LA.
I mean,
I would never.
I had an uncle who had blue suede shoes once, but he may or may not have been involved in various illegal occupations. So we don't talk about him much.
All righty.
But anyway.
At any rate, that is your opponent tomorrow on Superstars, Big Papa, as we and all that gold, Maeve, it's going to be interesting to see how long you can keep it all or even add to it. That's always possible.
I mean,
as well.
As I mentioned last week, the problem that comes into play here is that at this point, I either have to work my way up the ranks to get in first or second, or I got to start winning like random, you know, tournaments and such. Because otherwise, you know, I don't get into those contendership matches, which is a bone I want to pick with you, Boss Man. Why is it that the men's and women's titles, which are not rankings based, eliminate you from being eligible for rankings belts?
Because they are considered major titles.
I see. It's a major award, huh?
It's a major award. It's like the little, yes, like the lamp in the Christmas story. It's a major award.
You know, I actually of course you do. I actually got to go and see the house that were filmed at over the break. And I thought it were bad enough that the film were set in Indiana, which is a cesspool of absolute lack of culture. But then I found out that it's in Cleveland, which is somehow even worse than Indiana.
Wait a minute. You just realized it was in Cleveland, even though we've been there every year at Radiversary?
Well, I don't go looking for the Christmas Story house in Radiversary season.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Pay attention, Boss Man. Goodness.
I'm sorry. I know
you cannot help it. You're blonde.
I'm blonde. Well, Vacant, any questions for me before we let it go?
Questions? You know, we know how your partner feels about the tag gold, and we've kind of heard a little bit about what you had to say. But what is it like to know that, like, his concentration is on holding that title for as long as possible?
I mean, well, first of all, it makes me feel good, because if I've noticed anything in my time here, it's that when English sets his mind to something, he generally accomplishes it. So to have him say that his focus is on holding the tag belts makes me feel good, because that means that we've got a real good shot of doing just that and breaking all the records that I want to break. But moreover, and I've mentioned this on occasion, I'm sure I'll mention it again, what means the most to me is that, you know, I did all these things with various tag partners in RAWF, and I had very limited success, and I'm not slagging off on any of the people that I tagged with beforehand, because I've had some very good partners, and I have some excellent partners outside of RAWF and some other indie companies, but there's something about finding that partner that you click with, and it took me the better part of several years to finally convince him to give the God Slayers a shot. Because he had just kind of stepped away from tags. Like, it weren't a focus for him in most places. But, yeah, and this will come as a surprise to you, I'm sure. But I can be very persistent and very annoying when I want to be. And so I nagged about it for a good long while, and finally we got there. And I'm glad that he's as pleased with the end result as I am. Because the best part of being in the God Slayers is not holding the belts, although that's lovely, of course. And we're certainly not trying to get rid of those anytime soon. But it's just having that partnership with someone who understands me as well as English does is the thing that is most important to me about the God Slayers. And so I have every intention of holding on to this belt for his sake as much as me own.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, she is Maeve O'Hare. Looking forward to seeing the tag titles defended again at Love Hurts, as well as the estrogen title. And who knows about the Ultimate Gauntlet? That one you could hold for quite a while if we're having to defend it. So,
I mean,
that's
one of the things about that belt is that, you know, you might hold it for a year without having a challenger, or you could have a time like English did where you have three challengers in 4 months. So you never know. And I will say, I do want to extend a sincere thank you to Moore Corcoran, who has put so much of his time and effort into making sure that the gauntlet runs smooth. And I know that he is an incredible asset to the GM team. And I just want to tell him how much we appreciate that he's put his own career on hold so that he can focus on that instead.
All right. Thank you, Maeve. That was Maeve O'Hare, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to take a song break because I have to go to a little more boys' room. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is REWF After Hours. Be back in just a couple seconds.
Wait, just 1 second. I just want you to make sure that I didn't miss it when you said it.
Hey, why don't you go outside?
No.
Go outside and give us a weather report. I'm going to start making you do that. You keep playing that damn song. I'm just saying.
Right.
Anyway.
We'll
be back in just a few moments, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a dear star. L.A. style. They call me Lord Amadeus. I am your jukebox hero. I'm not some upstart jobber or your everyday zero. As handsome as Pitt and as tough as De Niro. Try to block job me and I'll kick your rear. Love my golden hair. All the ladies are jealous of my golden hair. I love to run a brush through all my golden hair. You people wish you all had my golden hair. I said golden hair. I'm a weapon of mass destruction. You don't know, or you will know. I destroy those who stand before me. Now you know. So let's go. So all you bitches and you jobbers can kowtow. Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 you all down to a place called Fubar City. It's where I am from, and believe me, it's not pretty. You don't get messed up because I'm on the committee, and we don't take pity. Hey, watch my hair. You people need to learn not to pull my golden hair. God damn it, Shifty, I said not to touch my golden hair. All the fans want a lock of my golden hair. Yes, my golden hair. I will quench your thirst for carnage like Gatorade. I'm renegade.
And when it is all over, I will attain, I will reign, till all you peons and you pansies feel the pain. I'm a dare star. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. LA style, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba said, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba said, boing, 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 Bad to the bone, but leave my hair alone. It takes forever just to get it to the perfect tone. Bad to the bone, but leave my hair alone. Yes, I know it smells better than my cologne. That's what I'm saying. I'm a dare star. Fuba said, boing, 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 I'm a dare style. Fuba said, boing, 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 I'm a dare star.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is R.A.W. Factors on the R.A.W. Radio Network. I'm Lord Amadeus. This is El Vacant. And will you quit looking at the belt like that? It's not really yours.
Mine.
No. At any rate. Our next guest is the reigning Superstars champion as well as the Champions Choice champion. She defends the title tomorrow for the first time against Prince. Let's talk to... Gentlemen, please welcome Vex to the program. Good evening, Vex.
Good evening, LA.
One second, Vex. What kind of chips are those?
I found here. I forgot to bring up for a snack between breaks, but they're just really good. Here, try one. There's something called All Dressed. I don't like. It's weird. It's like some strange mix of like ketchup, barbecue, salt, and vinegar. Apparently, it's very popular in Canada.
All right.
Chips are the best thing to hit well, your life.
Want a chip? Come on.
I'm good. Thank you.
I know you want to try. They're really good.
People. Yeah. And, you know, I might have someone bring you guys some chewing gum for after those, because they're gonna destroy your breath. There's a lot of onion powder in
it. I mean, those sound good, too.
Did you find the ketchup chips yet?
Well, these apparently have some of the ketchup in it, but I haven't tried the straight ketchup ones. I'll have to find those while we're here.
Definitely. Highly recommended.
So, Vex, congratulations on winning the Superstars Championship from Hobo Ezekiel last week. Another box checked on your RAWF title checklist. So, talk to me about what it feels like to be Superstars Champion, knowing that it's kind of different from most of the other championships here at RAWF.
I had to send the belt out to get it clean. There was moose hair all over it. That's what it felt like. I had to get it professionally cleaned to LA. You should keep somebody backstage for that. Is there a reason we don't keep someone backstage for, you know, cleaning belts that come off a hobo?
Well, no, you're right. We should, whenever hobo loses a title, but I mean, I'll look into getting that done, but, you know, it's, at least it doesn't.
Have some Lysol wipes. You want those?
What's that?
No, it's good now. Like we got it all taken care of, but no, it feels weird, knowing that, Randy doesn't have a hand in my matches, as long as I hold it. Although I would like to speak with him about the last week, last couple of weeks, I've had to face Hobo 3 times and Penelope 3 times and Prince 2 times and Marquis de Sade 2 times. Just a word. That's all I want.
I didn't realize they had so many rankings matches this year so far. I thought we only had like a couple.
There's all the events going on and there's all the tournaments going on. And, you know, he's so wonderful when he does his thing that I would really like to have a word with him.
Well, if you can find him, you can have a word with him.
Oh, good.
Good luck
with that. Sasha. She's good for it.
So talk to me about Prince tomorrow, and you did face him. We mentioned earlier in a tournament not too long ago. Didn't fare too well for you, but there's a title on the line this time around. I mean, is he normally a very tough opponent for you?
I think he's a 3-time UEW tournament winner.
Well, that's true.
That's great.
Is it? I'll take your word for it. So in other words,
he's regularly USL finals. He's regularly tournament at the end of tournaments. He's regularly in big, huge things. And if the title's on the line, oh yeah, it's gonna be a battle. I wasn't comfortable facing him in the semifinals of the Claymore tournament. I have a tradition that when there is a tournament for a wrestler that retires, and if I win that tournament, I name one of my moves for them. So any power bomb I do is called the Nitro Bomb, because in my first company, Trench Warfare, we had one of our Nitro Bomb was, you know how you have your factions and then you have your shows. And you have your show leader over here and your show leader over here. And they go head-to-head. Nitro Bomb was the guy that was on the other side. He was on the Crazy Show. And I was on the Fall in Line Show. And then he had to leave. And I won the Farewell Nitro Bomb Tournament. So all of my power bombs are named Nitro Bomb. And
so I got to ask, if you had won this one, would you have named a move the Good Slam?
No.
Because Claymore is kind of already taken by somebody. You know.
But Claymore is kind of taken by somebody.
Maybe the
and
ego
driver. Watch that person all day, every day, do Claymore's. Yeah.
Yeah, the right over here. Anyways, what you were saying?
Thank you. Get distracted a little bit. Oh, shiny. No, actually, I was going to name my German suplex the Chocolate Socket.
I wasn't ready.
They're still available in the RAWF Superstore, you know.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They absolutely are. So if I retire, what are you going to name a move you do the Amadeus style? Or
if you retire, I have no point in being here.
All right. Well,
you're aware of this, sir. That was a trap. Vacant leaves. I will, instead of having to roll out of the match when there's an injury, I will go ahead, finish the match, win, and then leave the company. And then demand. No, wait, no. Never mind. Not demand, come right back. That's what Strangleheart does. Anyway, you know, there's all kinds of things. There's ideas out there. There's reasons out there. And that's one of those little quirks that I have. And I did finally list, you know, what exactly my signature moves are, because people were getting confused about what leaving a lasting impression was. And that's generally any kick at the end of my attack, but mostly my roundhouse. I believe a roundhouse kick after you've been absolutely decimated by me is leaving quite the lasting impression.
I've felt it. I have been on the end of that roundhouse kick, so yeah. won't argue with that one. All right. So any words for Prince in case he might be listening out there about tomorrow's title defense?
Oh, look, Shiny, go do another UEW tournament. Somebody call us.
All right. Well, Vex, thank you for joining us tonight. And we'll see if you can retain the Superstars title tomorrow in Toronto. And
well, I'm certainly going to try like hell. But hey, also, there's a Champions Choice scene up there.
Oh.
Put it out tonight, middle of the show. I know you're busy, but I did make a scene. Go entertain me. Show me something good. Give me a reason that I want to pick you. And if you've had a chance for the Champions Choice belt against me, fuck off. All right? You had your chance. Let someone else get a chance. We have less pay-per-views this year. You have less shots at trying to take this from me. Show up, show out, and give me something better than just, oh, you should pick me because I have muscles or boobs. That's
what if you have both?
Much what. Listen, I am good with both.
You've already got a belt. Shut up. Anyway, all right. Well, Vex, good luck to you tomorrow against Prince. And yes, folks, I posted the link in the chat to her scene calling out all superstars for a chance at their Champions Choice champion. You already got one person replying. So
yeah.
Feel free, folks, to go in there and state your case.
Yeah, it doesn't mean everybody can't shoot their shot. I hate that. You get one person that replies, and everyone else goes, oh, I can't do that now. There's somebody in there. Go in there, please. And figure out how to fucking storyline your way in and out. Jesus. Sorry. It's been a long month. If you didn't notice, I missed the top 25 for the first time in ever.
Yeah,
while I was actually active, and I'm a little bit picky about it.
I understand, but I'm sure you will bounce back. I'm sure this was just an off month. And, to be fair, it was certainly an off month. So, all right, thank you, Vex. Thank you, Vex. You have a good evening. Good luck tomorrow against Prince.
Thanks, LA.
All right. So, other matchups tomorrow on Superstars for some of you that are out in the chat and like to know who you're fighting. Let's see here. We've got... Well, Fire Chief Bill already knows. Hobo already knows. Mark Caliver is taking on Melatonin. Papa Shaker already knows he's taking on Sheik. Sheik already knows he's taking on two people. Chris Cage already knows his opponent. All right, well, then, in that case, Razor will be taking on the power player, Luke Cage. So that is that. Let's see. Any other matchups that might be interesting by people? Not really. All right. Fair enough. Okay. That being said, let's bring on our good friend. You all know him. You all love him. And when you hear this, you always know who he is.
Bang! Long! Song for everybody!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Enigma himself, Draven Blackbird, is here. Good evening, Draven.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi.
So, who was that lovely, tasty one?
Oh, that's
which one?
Oh, there's two? Oh, I need glasses then.
You talking about the one we were just talking to?
Yeah.
But that was bad.
That
was like tea and crumpets, I'll tell you what.
Oh, wow.
So how's the wig? I mean, how's life? I don't want to see the mean green guy come out because, no, thank you.
No mean green guy, but you've been here the whole show out there goofing off in the chat. But you, the one time you did get fired up is when we mentioned a certain lady, I'm bring up. You still, even after all these years, you still feel, because it's been a long time since you, and you still have hard feelings about Sasha Camaro, huh?
Sasha Camaro reminds me of the sea. It smells fishy.
I don't know. Elvika, correct me if I'm wrong, but if somebody holds it, if someone's this fixated with somebody for that long, maybe they don't really hate them as much as they
generally
say
speaking,
they do.
I'm going to go back to what they said in grade school, is that the guys pulling your pigtails are the ones who like you the most.
She'd be the one that if she said Red Rover, come on over, I'd be the one doing the Russian sickle.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Red Rover?
You never played Red Rover?
I just never know. I get that. What, Russian sickle? What?
Red Rover is like when you're in a line holding each other's hands, and then when someone says Red Rover, let Draven come over, and then
Red,
you run over and try to crash their line. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then you crash their line. And instead of crashing the line, I just rush and sickle her. I jump over the arms and just put my arm around the neck and drop her.
Oh, okay. See, I think I see the disconnect. See, in Tijuana, a Russian sickle is slang for a bent pee-pee.
Oh, sort of like a rope toke. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I get what you mean.
Now you see why I was confused.
Okay, I get that.
So Draven, you teased us not too long ago, a few weeks ago, about a return very possibly soon. So how much closer are we to seeing the return of Draven Blackbird?
I've got one more show, which is next week, and after that, I should be cleared.
Oh. So we might see you wrestle at Love Hurts on February 12th.
I think so. I'm going to have a little surprise showing up at that one, maybe.
Uh-oh. That worries me, Draven. When you have a surprise, it tends to annoy me. I'm just saying. So,
oh, don't worry. I'll keep you My Little Pony collection there.
Oh my God, with the little pony.
I mean, I was waiting for that.
That was pretty nice.
Okay. So with that, so hopefully in a couple of weeks we will see the return of Draven Blackbird to RAWF officially. Looking forward to that. And
I've got one more thing to say, and I'd like to give a shout out to someone who's out in the chat right now. Fire Marshal Bill, I hope you win your match. If you don't, I'm asking you for one favor and one favor only. Kick him in the ding ding, please. But I know you're going to win, so I ain't worried about it. Please, kick him in the ding ding for me, please. It will be funny. I promise you. That's all. I just
Alrighty.
Had to get that out because I miss Fire Marshal Bill. He cracks me up.
Marshal Bill. Oh, my goodness. He is funny. That's no doubt. He says you need to get the straight jacket ship going. Ship? You have a straight jacket ship?
Yes.
I know it was a I mean, I know
yes.
I know you like to be a play a pirate, but I didn't realize you moved them all to the ship.
Yes,
but
we had
shop.
To move them to the ship because the factory got burnt down by some crazy guy. I can't remember his name anymore. He was the guy who was trying to be crazy back when I was back around back then, but now he's gone and... Oh, thank God. But anyway.
All
he's
right.
One
well,
crazy vampire guy. I can't even remember his name anymore.
Anything to ask Draven, Elvagan?
I feel like there's nothing safe I can bring up, so no.
In the, taco, right. In the taco match, it's Vacant that has the taco match, correct?
No, they just want to use
no.
my taco truck for the match.
Okay, I will make sure to guard that taco truck with my life. Everyone loves tacos, so I will make sure they will not damage it, I promise you. Do not hurt his taco truck or van or whatever, because we
I
will
think
come
that'll
after
just make
you.
Them...
it's somehow going to make it worse, I know already.
Yeah, I have a feeling. So, at any rate, Draven, you hope to see you here back in a couple weeks to
You'll
return.
You'll see that, Love Hurts, I promise.
All right, awesome. That will be, of course, Love Hurts will be coming to us live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada on February 12th. So still several weeks away, but we got this Canadian tour going on, El Vacant, and I know you're enjoying it so far.
So thrilled.
It's too
so
cold
thrilled.
For it.
It's cold, very cold.
Draven, you love the cold, don't you?
No. Who in the hell tells you that? I hate the cold. I become a hobbit.
Okay. Well, then I suppose then you
the only thing
you
good
might...
about the code is the fact that I don't have to see X's come around. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. All right. Well, thank you for your time, Draven. We're gonna be getting ready to wrap things up, but we've got one more caller. It seems one joining us here at the last second, Mr. RAWF himself.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Judgment is here. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus. Good evening, El Vagant.
Why?
So you guys...
What, potato chip?
Do what?
Potato chip. They're really good.
You want a potato chip?
It's cold. No, I'm just I don't want a potato chip. Thank you. I'm just getting over the slight cold here, and I don't need to get anything else right now. But, you know, I will take one later on, though. But I don't want one right now.
So, Judge, what's on your mind, sir? It's been 2022 was a little bit of a down year for you. What are you going to do in 2023? It's going to rock RAWF. I know you got something going on in that head of yours.
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to beat and then embellish, get rid of Nightcrawler from Anarchy. Get rid of him. Get him taken care of. Then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to focus my sharp back focusing on the men's title and the multimedia title. Because, you know, those are the ones that I like. You know, those are the ones I want to come after, and those are the ones I'm going to have to take care of. I've allowed other people to use them, and I've watched them disgrace the title forever. So now it's time for me to get the titles back and get them back to the rightful champion to show people exactly what it means to be to hold those prestigious titles in RAW.
All right. Oh, that's a pretty trip. I like to hear the sound of that. El Vacant, what do you think about what he said? Do you think a Judgment's capable of winning some gold in 2023?
I mean, absolutely. I'm just curious as to who he thinks is an unworthy champion. I think we actually have a pretty good roster of champions right now.
You have a good roster of champions. I'm not saying you don't have a bad roster of champions. What I'm saying is you have a bad men's champion and a multimedia champion. You have this person called The Undertaker. Who does, what has he done? Okay, he's won the title, but no one has really, who is he? I mean, you look around, what has he done? What is he, besides winning the title, what does he do? What does he do around here? I mean, hell, last I saw him, I think the last time I saw The Undertaker, I gave him a tip for carrying my luggage in.
And I can certainly understand you focusing on the men's title. And yes, The Undertaker, the reigning men's champion and multimedia champion. So some good goals if you're going to look to dethrone him.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I'm going to dethrone him. I mean, for a minute, I thought it sounded like he was trying to interrupt me there for a minute, but I was going to make sure that. You know, I was thinking to myself, maybe that's what he sounds like now. Maybe that's what he walks around and does all the time.
Well, that's a good goal, Judge. I'd love to see you pull that off. I certainly would love to see you get some gold around your waist as well.
I'm gonna do it. It's gonna happen.
But first, you do have to handle your business with Nightcrawler, and of course, if you lose, you'll be ousted from Anarchy. And I'd hate to see that, but
it's not going to happen. I'm not going to be ousted because, you know, here's the thing: you know, we each get to choose our own style of a match. I already know what style of match I'm going to choose. I heard rumor that he has picked his style of a match. I guess we'll announce them next week what kind of matches we're going to do. And the third match is going to be laid out by the leader of NRG Cougs, who's apparently going to describe, and she's going to come up with the final match that we have to face each other in. That's what I understand. That's what we're going to be doing, and that's how we're going to play it out. I can tell you and give you a heads up that my match, the one that I'm going to do, I will go ahead and tell you that just so he can prepare himself for it. Mine will be an abandoned church match, the same thing that I destroyed Uncle Frank in back in the day when I took his face and became the face in the jar, and I carried it around. So
all
that's
right,
the type of match that I'm going to be. That's the kind of match that I'm going to do with him. What kind of match he's going to have, that's up to him. I told him, bring whatever he can. So we're going to see exactly what kind of match this guy can come up with. See if he has the backbone and the testosterone to be able to do what he says he does. See if he deserves to be married to Coops and be able to be the one who can help lead anarchy to where it needs to be done.
All right. Well, Judge, good luck to you in all of that. And by the way, tomorrow on Superstars, you go one-on-one with Crazy Mama. So that will be your match tomorrow, sir.
Crazy Mama.
Yes, sir. So we only got a couple minutes left, so I'm going to ask you if you have anything to promote, Judge.
No, I have anything to promote. Just let you guys know that the tournaments have started, so you'll be able to get your tournaments going here in just a few minutes. Good luck to that, and I'll just get the hell out of my tongue, so no, I ain't going to say nothing else. Son of a bitch.
All right. All right. Maeve, anything to promote tonight? Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. Razor, anything to promote? Razor?
Yeah.
You have anything?
Yeah, keep an eye out for the Powerball scene. As I told LA, I've got some ideas bouncing around in my head for to come up with a contender at the pay-per-view for whoever may come out of that tournament as the new champ. So keep your eyes open.
All right. Elvake, anything you'd like to promote?
Yes, I would like to promote the Powerball Championship. Once again, back where it rightfully belongs. I thank everyone who supported me in this journey. It was very hard fought, but I'm very proud to be an RAWF champion once again.
Oy. And last but not least, the Immortal Griffith.
RAWF fans around the world, tonight's episode was brought to you by the Mocha Heating and Sound Installation Company, Incorporated. Do you find yourself with strange noises echoing through your home? Do you find yourself wondering, what the hell was that? Well, if you have, that's right. You call the Mocha Heating and Sound Installation Company, and they will come in and they will soundproof your house. They will locate all those strange, unidentifiable noises and eliminate them for you. So that's right. Tonight's sponsor is the Mocha Heating and Sound Installation Limited.
And on that note, folks, good night.